Greetings and salutations. You're listening to KVCU Boulder. This is Route 78 West. I'm Loki.
And of course, I'm Uncle Jeff.
Greetings. And we got a heck of a show for you today. More alt country, honky tonk, old time, and a little bit of surf. Maybe we'll throw in some spaghetti westerns. You know, it's the usual drill. And we're back doing it as a team this week. We should have a lot of fun. I wanted to start things off this week with a little Hank Williams tune, Setting the Woods on Fire, but it seems to have escaped our record bin, so I'm probably not going to play that one, but we ought to go ahead and give a shout out to all the firefighters that are working hard to try and put out those fires that are probably causing a lot of burning eyes, itchy throats, and an excess of mucus buildup. Hope you're all hanging in out there with all this smoke in the air.
You know, it's kind of spooky. I feel guilty even having a barbecue, Loki. I feel like anybody that smells those hickory chips burning is probably going to think there's a fire going on. But we're going to kick it off. I've been on a Webb Pierce kick this week, and at the house, you know, I listen to this stuff all week long, and I cannot get these discs out of my player. I keep going back. I'm finding new stuff. But we're going to kick it with one of his classics coming from 1954, and that's There Stands a Glass.
And that's actually a good one because we've played that quite a few times on our show, so we'll sort of ease him in with this one, and then we'll throw some new Webb Pierce at you.
Yeah, we'll break you in with some other stuff.
Some old Webb Pierce.
And, you know,
new to you.
Also, just for the folks that are keeping track here, this is show number 78. We've done 78 of these babies on the radio, Loki and I together. Or
show number 78.
Sometimes apart. And, yeah, since it is Route 78 West and it's show 78, it's going to be a good one. So stick around.
Okay, we'll make it special then.
There stands the glass that will ease all my pain. That will settle my brain. It's my first one to take. There stands the glass that will hide all my tears. That will drown all my fears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim. My first one to take.
Speed traps and way stations and detour signs are standing between me and that baby of mine. But I'm two ton over 50 miles from that state line. Speed traps and way stations and detour signs. I told that dark boss he wasn't loading me too full. He told me, you just drive it, son. Don't worry what you have to pull. But that old dark boss don't have a baby like mine. And he don't have to worry about crossing that state line. Speed traps and way stations and detour signs are standing between me and that baby of mine. Well, I'm two ton over 50 miles from that state line. Speed traps and way stations and detour signs. There's a hard-hearted lawman that's waiting just for me. with a fistful of tickets that I don't want to see. So I gotta find a back road for this old rig of mine, 'cause I'd rather see my baby than that old judge any time. Speed traps and way stations and detour signs are standing between me and that baby of mine. Well, I'm to turn over 50 miles from that state line. Speed traps and way stations and detour signs. Yeah, speed traps and way stations and detour signs are standing between me and that baby of mine. Well, I'm to turn over 50 miles from that state line. Speed traps and way stations and...
The sun comes up and the sun goes down. Hands on the clock keep going around. I just get up and it's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? My shoe's untied, but I don't care. I ain't figuring on going nowhere. I'd have to wash and comb my hair, and that's just wasted effort. Water in the well getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath for about 6 months more. But I've heard it said, and it's true, I'm sure, that too much bathing will weaken you. I open the door and flies swarm in. Shut the door and I'm sweating again. And in the process, I crack my shin, just one darn thing after another. You know, that old brown mule, he must be sick. I jabbed him in the rump with a pin on a stick. He humped his back, but he wouldn't kick. There's something cockeyed somewhere. A mouse chawing on the pantry door. He's been at it for all month or more. When he gets through, he's sure gonna be sore, 'cause there ain't a darn thing in there. Hound dog howling so forlorn. Laziest dog that ever was born. He's howling 'cause he's sitting on a thorn, just too tired to move over. The tin roof leaks and the chimney leans. There's a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans. And I've ate the last of the pork and beans. Just can't depend on nothing. The cow's gone dry and the hens won't lay. Fish quit biting last Saturday. Trouble's piling up day by day. Now I'm getting dandruff. Grief and misery, pains and woes, debts and taxes, and so it goes. I think I'm getting a cold in my nose. Life gets tasteless, don't it?
Life just get to you, don't it? Yeah, there's something cockeyed somewhere.
Sure does. You know, we were sitting around the other day, Loki and I were going through a passel of new 78s, trying to come up with some good things for the show, and that one is the gem of all of them. That's Tex Williams, coming from about 1952, and it's Life Gets Tedious, Don't It?
His show is. You know, and as long as this is the 78th show of Route 78 West, we ought to explain the significance of this magic number 78. The idea being 78 RPM, that means rotations per minute. Those were the original records that they pressed on old shellac, little 10 inches. They spun a lot faster than 33s or 45s, which most people are familiar with. And they had a lot more information, and they had a great sound, and they just had a lot of great music that has never been re-released on CDs. And we like to hunt around and find these old 78 RPM records. And we also occasionally throw out a call to listeners that if you come upon a stack of these, are usually in, you know, your grandparents' attic, or maybe you collect them yourselves. The trick with these is you can't play them on a normal turntable. You've got to have a special turntable and a special needle. And if you've got 78s and you don't have the means by which to play them, you can contact us here on the show. We'll gladly burn them onto a CD for you. We'll give you the records back and a CD in exchange for making a CD copy for ourselves to play on the show as well. So you can give us a call at 492-1190 and let us know if you've got anything you'd like to contribute to the show. We take all kinds, not just Western.
That's correct. Yeah, Uncle Jeff here is telling you, I got the right equipment at home there. We got the big cartridge. And
Actually, it almost wasn't the right equipment this weekend. I was up at the house, and we had some technical difficulties.
Oh, nothing that a soldering iron couldn't cure. You know, those little wires are hard to solder onto those little cartridges.
Yeah,
that's another subject.
It was quite a radio moment. We were I was holding a flashlight in my mouth and holding the solder, and Jeff had the soldering iron. We were doing everything in our power to make this music come alive for you, so we do certainly hope you appreciate it.
And for those of you who are trying to visualize out there, solder smells really good. It's got that little pine
those smell. Little vapor trails
yeah,
that come
little
off
vapor
it.
Trails of a pine kind of oil stuff. It's really good. As a kid, I liked that.
You're sick. That explains a lot about you, Jeff.
Yeah, it explains everything. Anyway, I got to back sell you here a little bit. We heard Dave Dudley after we started off with Webb Pierce, There Stands a Glass. He's probably one of his most classic songs. And Dave Dudley came in with Speed Traps, Way Stations, and Detour Signs. And, yeah, that's the kind of stuff we play on the show. Tex Williams was there with Life Gets Tedious and where are we going here? You know, I've been listening.
Let's say that again so we can pronounce it properly. And I almost want to spell this out. It's Life Gets T, Just Don't It. That's Life Gets, G-I-T-S. Folks, write this down. This is an important phrase that you all need to use in your daily life. T-E-E-J-U-S, comma, Don't It. Life Gets T, Just Don't It.
Yeah,
it show do.
Pardon my pronunciation. I think I threw a D in there where I shouldn't.
Life gets
I get a D in Southern trash talk. All right, we're going to go into something here. We've played a bunch of these 78s, Archie Shively, and I got a 33 here that's kind of an interesting one. This is a later Archie Shively, and it's just on his own. He's a guy that did all the Hot Rod Lincoln songs.
Oh, sure, back clear in the 30s.
Let's try the
40s
and
50s. 42. 42 was the first one, wasn't it?
44, 45.
Oh, my years are off.
Yeah,
look at
you're
me.
You're making me feel old. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those days?
Only in the womb before I was even beginning to be born, but that's another story.
Jeff's
anyway,
really, really old, folks.
I feel it some days, and today is one of them. Anyway, Archie Shively coming up with Beautiful Coeur d'Alene and Spot the Nice Little City on the Lake in Idaho.
Beautiful Coeur d'Alene's where I met my darling Lorraine, and we wrote our names in the sand at Sandpoint. With a grin on our face, we drove down to Hayden Lake, and she whispered, "Will you be true?" in my ear. As we rolled through Bonnet's Ferry, we didn't have very long to tarry, 'cause we wanted to see the dam the next day. So we stopped at Old Priest River, and the sights there made me quiver, so I turned around and went the other way. Where we stopped and done some loving, and we visited the sunshine mines the next day. And the men down there below, they were happy, don't you know, 'cause there's hunting, something's hidden in the ground. Idaho, Fault, and Montebello, where I picked so many spuds I couldn't tie the sack. So I went over to Twin Falls to stay with mother-in-law, and they told me she'd moved to Boise the other day. So I turned around and come back to my little two-room shack, and I'll stay in the Coeur d'Alene's until I die.
Rockin' in the Congo, rockin' in the Congo. Listen to the lingo, better start to swing. So rockin' in the Congo, in the African jungle, way down deep, all of the animals fast asleep. A native boy who was hep to the jive said, "I'm gonna make the jungle come alive." A beating on the drum in his native style, you could hear his rhythm up and down the Nile. A lion woke up and he let out a roar, said, "I think I've heard that beat before." A monkey swung down from the high on a limb, said, "I feel that rhythm deep within." An antelope jumped from behind a tree, said, "It sure sounds mighty fine to me." An elephant shook his mighty snout, said, "What's this racket all about?" A hyena laughed, said, "Nothing's wrong. We're gonna rock the Congo all night long."
Rockin' in the Congo, rocking in the Congo. Listen to the lingo, better start to swing. So rocking in the Congo. Watery bed, turned to the hippo and here's what he said. Said, jump that boy, it's time to swing. Can't you hear that rhythm ring? An ostrich had his head in the ground until he heard that rocking sound. He started to sing with a go man go. Then he woke up the buffalo. A zebra called to a slick kudoo. Said, this is the beat for me and you. None of the animals had a clock, but everybody knew it was time to rock. Across the plains and the high on a hill, nothing in the jungle could keep still. The native boy was a-going strong, and they rocked the Congo all night long.
Rocking in the Congo, rocking in the Congo.
Now listen to the lingo, better start to swing. So rocking in the Congo,
rocking in the Congo,
baby, all night long.
Well, it's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night. A teenage boogie.
Western guys try to do some rockabilly because they know the times are changing. But that's Webb Pierce. He actually, I'm reading a little about him, and it sounds like he had his session there in Memphis and played a show at one of the state fairs, and Elvis Presley opened up for him in 1956, and he was all upset because he didn't want to go on after Elvis Presley. So he went to the studio and he started making some rockabilly stuff.
I was just about listening to that. I was about to say, criminy, Uncle Jeff. It sounds like some of that newfangled rock and roll music is creeping into Route 78 West here. Yeah,
and it wasn't just him, actually, because before that we heard Hank Thompson. He was doing Rocking in the Congo.
I was smoking.
And that's a hot one. I like that. Hank Thompson's great, Humpty Dumpty, hard doggy stuff. But it gives you an idea of what was happening in 1956.
Humpty Dumpty, I missed that one.
Oh, Rub-A-Dub, Humpty Dumpty.
Was that a song he recorded?
Yeah, a bunch of songs. I'm rolling together real fast for interest of clarity and brevity.
You've got to remember, not everyone understands
Humpty Dumpty
your references.
Hard and Rub-A-Dub-Dub, Three Men in a Tub were two of
your understanding of recordings is encyclopedic, Jeff.
It's
That's
actually
marvelous.
Quite frightening. It's not a good thing.
All right, so let's hop back into some music. You got
I wanted to get back in the modern times. This is coming from a nice show, Wayne Hancock playing live. Now, he's playing down, coming up. I don't have the date
Would
for
this
you
be another rare recording?
It's not rare. It's just hard to get. Very hard to get. But this is a cool thing he's doing here. Hey Johnny Law Live down in Denver a couple years ago. Get down there and see him if you haven't seen him. He's come back to the Bluebird. And Wayne Hancock.
Wayne the Train.
He's a real deal, pals.
smoking. Well, let's hop into it here. A little contemporary honky tonk right here on Route 78 West.
I'd like to do this song for the man across the street there. Joke. And if you get your way, I'll be locked up and broke. Hey, Johnny Law, well, are you picking on me? Hey, Johnny Law, you're driving up my misery. You got the biggest attitude I ever saw. I bet you're wishing I was guilty, Johnny Law.
Coming back. Now when I die, Lord, you can just bury me somewhere with a box back cold and half. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. Oh, the boys will know that I stand in path. And now that you've done heard my story, I'll take another drink of your booze, and then I'll be on my way, folks, for I've got those gamblers blues.
Gamblers Blues here on Route 78 West. Now, we were kind of going up and getting a little more contemporary. Well, not necessarily contemporary, but we were getting up into the 50s with some rockabilly sounds, and we had a Wayne Hancock from just last year or 2 years ago. Then we kind of switched things back, and it seems like we delved really far into the past on that one, just from the quality of the record. Jeff, what's the year on that?
Yeah, it's 1922. It's actually the oldest 78 I own. And
George
Washington White, Gambler's Blues. It's kind of St. James Infirmary backwards. At that point in time, I don't think that actually had even been out, but kind of a traditional melody with different words to it.
And, a lot of the recorders, a lot of the artists back in those days, I mean, that's the folk tradition. They would just sort of recycle songs, add their own verses, and kind of mutate from a similar theme and starting point.
So Loki and I were sitting around the house here, kind of doing what good 78 player guys like to do, is sit around and listen to this stuff, try to figure out what it is and why it's good or bad. And this one I had to just pull it out because I've had this for years, and it is a cool thing because it came from 1922. It's pre-microphone, so
sure.
Even the sound quality, if it didn't have that nice scratchy warmth to it, would be pretty rough. You know, it's basically they used to sing into a horn. And
and then it would cut directly.
Cut directly into the lacquer, and then they would make masters from that. And then those little bugs would die in the trees, and they'd make shellac.
That's right. Shellac is made out of, in part, the backs of beetles. It's amazing stuff.
Mixed with, like, black tar.
So does that mean that vegetarians can't collect 78s? I know some vegetarians that found out that that film, you know, camera film is actually made from gelatin, which is mostly taken from the jowls of bulls. And if you're buying Kodak, most of those jowls come from Argentinian bulls, apparently, I've discovered. So
only you,
it's a hard,
only
hard
you
world
would think
for vegetarians.
In the Zen life world, I don't know. You wouldn't be able to drive on
digital
roads.
Digital cameras, folks, that's the answer.
Drive on roads that were made with guys that wore leather shoes, so it kind of make you kind of stuck in the mountains or something. Hey, Tisha.
Life gets
anyway,
tricky.
I hope you're not listening. This is Uncle Jeff here in Loki sitting around Route 78 West, and we got some other things up our sleeve. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that George Washington White, it sounds very much like St. James Infirmary. And I think, in fact, he takes one of the lines directly from it. I heard my baby moan. And that's a great traditional old song. And I've got a great version of it, which is kind of an answer song for it. It's here recorded by Josh White. It's the Free and Equal Blues. And I've played this before in the past, but I want to go ahead and play it right now so you can hear how this song has evolved over the years. This particular version, the lyrics were written by Yip Harburg, who was the man who wrote the score for The Wizard of Oz, along with many others. And this is kind of in response to the practice during World War II of keeping black and white blood segregated at the blood bank, so that you wouldn't get colored blood in your white blood or something. It was just ludicrous, and Yip Harburg thought that was a little insane. So he wrote this version of the Free and Equal Blues, and originally it was premiered by Earl Robinson with Dooley Wilson on piano. That's the piano player from Casablanca, Sam. And this particular version recorded by Josh White was recorded on the radio in the 1940s and can be found on one of those fantastic Smithsonian Folkways reissues, this one entitled Free and Equal Blues by Josh White. So without further ado, let's go ahead and hop into it, and then we'll just see where we go from there.
You're
listening to Route 78 West on Radio 1190.
I went down to that St. James Infirmary, and I saw some plasma there. I ups and asked the doctor man, now was the donor dark or fair? The doctor laughed a great big laugh, and he puffed it right in my face. He said, a molecule is a molecule, son, and the damn thing has no race. And that was new, sing it. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. Cause ever since that day we've had those free and equal blues. You mean you heard that doc declare that the plasma in the test tube there could be white man, black man, yellow man, red. That's just what that doctor said. So the doc put down his doctor book and gave me a very scientific look. And he spoke out plain and clear and rational. He said, metabolism is international. And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. 'Cause ever since that day we've had those free and equal blues. Then the doc rigged up his microscope with some Berlin blue blood. And by gosh, it was the same as Chungking, Quebec, Chef, Chattanooga, Timbuktu blood. Why, those men who think they're noble don't even know that the corpuscle is global. Trying to disunite us with their racial supremacy and flying in the face of old man chemistry and taking all the facts and trying to twist them. But you can't overthrow the circulatory system, get it? And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. 'Cause ever since that day we've had those free and equal blues. So I stayed at that St. James Infirmary. I couldn't leave that place, it was too interesting. But I said to the doctor, give me some more of that scientific talk, and he did. He said, melt yourself down into a crucible, pour yourself out into a test tube, and what have you got? 3,500 cubic feet of gas, that's the same for the up and lower class. Well, I let that pass. Carbon, 22 pounds, 10 ounces. You mean that goes for princes, dukes, and countesses? Whatever you are, that's what the amount is. Carbon, 22 pounds, 10 ounces. Iron, 57 grains. Not enough to keep a man in chains. 500 ounces of phosphorus, that's whether you're poor or prosperous. Hey, buddy, can you spare a match? Sugar, 60 ordinary lumps, free and equal rations for all nations. When you take 22 teaspoons of sodium chloride, that's salt, and you add 38 quarts of H2O, that's water. Mix 2 ounces of lime, a pinch of chloride of potash, a drop of magnesium, a bit of sulfur, and a soup of hydrochloric acid, and you stir it all up, and what are you? You're a walking drugstore. It's an international metabolistic cartel. And that was news. Yes, that was news. Now you change it. So listen, you African and Indian and Mexican, Mongolian, Tyrolean and Tartar. The doctor's right behind the Atlantic Charter. The doc's behind the new brotherhood of man. Has prescribed at San Francisco and Yalta, Dumbarton Oak, and at Potsdam. Every man, everywhere, is the same. When he's got his skin off, and that's the news, yes, that's the news. That's the free and equal blues.
Together and you got the Nocturnal Emissions. I'm gonna do a song called Waltzing Matilda. It's not really the original Waltzing Matilda. I kind of bent it out of shape. But I was all around. piano, bass, and drums. And so what happened was, actually, it's a real short story. I drank too much and I threw up all over my tennis shoes and went to sleep in a men's room.
Go a waltzing Matilda with me.
and it's a battered old suitcase to a hotel someplace, and a wound that will never heal. No prima donna, the
Ladies and gentlemen, don't you hate it when that happens? Oh, oh it's man. So frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that.
There it comes. Here it is.
It's
it is.
One. Yeah, this is actually. It's.
Let's wait for the coda. It was almost a tease, folks, but you got the payoff at the end there. That note of resolution, kind of a sketchy recording, although I am really impressed with the recording quality of that. Now, that actually is a live show, right, Jeff?
You were impressed with the end of that. This is a live show.
But it was a really phenomenal recording, considering. Tell us the story, Jeff.
The end of that was pasted together from an audience tape, and the beginning of it is actually a soundboard that just surfaced last year. And
For those of you that don't know what these terms mean, audience tape and soundboard, I'm going to use the B word, bootlegger talk.
Don't use that word. What we're talking about tapers. Is a nice sound man will let you sometimes get your stuff set up in a way that you'll have a nice recording that's archival, historical, and very important to collectors who want to know about everything that's ever happened.
Jeff, you're giving away your secrets.
Then there's these things where the girls are spilling beers on you and they're all clapping and screaming.
And you're holding a little microphone up to the speaker.
And usually on those, in fact, they have a great Neil Young one where they say, shut the F up, I'm taping. And it's one of my favorites of all of them.
So I won't say bootleggers, but there is a taping community. And when was this show taped exactly?
This is actually, it's a long story. It's dear to my heart. It's 1976. It was in the early summer. I went back to Pennsylvania, and Tom Waits played at a little state college near where my parents were living. And he played at the show. I remember sitting in the red. They were kind of like beat-up velvet seats from a movie theater type thing that were past their prime, all threadbare and stuff. And Leon Redbone actually opened
Hero of mine, sure. He signed my banjo ukulele, in fact.
He was cool. He was old even then. But Tom Waits put on this killer show, great horns, all this stuff. And I always lamented. I have my ticket stub, and of course, my ticket stub's matched with the CD right now. And you know, you kind of like catalog these things.
So the question here, then, the next part of the story is: did you then tape this back in '76?
Dream on. Oh, at that time, cassette recorders were a little unwieldy, and I actually did a Neil Young couple things where you take these 4-inch reel to reels and. You know, taking a reel-to-reel in your backpack is a little more difficult.
Sketchy. Well, then how did you get this particular recording of a 1976 show that you attended?
Circuitous circumstances brought this to me through the connections, and, you know, it's best to leave them nameless, but thank you if you're listening. And the deal is sometimes somebody whose dad or somebody, you know, did something for whatever, recording these things, some kid finds it and it gets out, and I got this through Europe through a nice chain of events, and let's just leave it at that. But
just this year, though.
Oh, actually last fall.
A show that you attended in Pennsylvania from 1976 came to you by way of Europe in Boulder, Colorado.
All right,
this is a bizarre community. Folks, Uncle Jeff is not a normal person. Be aware of that. And that's in part what contributes so much to this show's success every week.
You know, unless you get thinking we're talking too much about this stuff, there is a purpose and a madness to this.
No, absolutely.
The archival and the historical qualities, and that's one of the things we do with this show, is I always like bringing you something I think might be interesting just because you probably haven't heard it. And that's I'm being told by some folks that's a good reason.
It's really important to do that. In fact, that's how the whole folk revolution was able to happen, because in part of the Lomaxes, and we just lost... an important Lomax a few weeks ago, and we did a tribute to him. But again, you know, the musicologist and the archiving bug is very important one.
It's easier now, folks. In fact, anybody that wants to learn about this can give us a call at the station. I'll walk you through.
492-1190.
The more live tapes, the merrier. Anyway, you know, from here, I was kind of into this bluesy vein, and we were going to do this back-to-back, but... You know, we talk on this show. So anyway.
We do. We've got to give that information. I mean, that's just a bizarre story.
And
let's go ahead and hop back
into
the music.
I want to get you to something here. I played one of these last week, and I got a couple questions about it from some other folks. This is Jerry Reed here, and this is kind of cool stuff. It's real interesting, early kind of blues, country. Every song had the same beat. I said that last week, and I'll prove it again with another one here. This is... I'm not even sure what I got queued up at this point. I think it's Honey.
It's Jimmy Reed, but what song?
Boy, what song? I think it's Honey I Don't or Honey I Do. We'll find out when we play it. That sometimes happens here when we get ahead of ourselves.
Honey I Do. I just peeked over there. Let's go ahead and give it a listen. You're listening to Route 78 West on Radio 1190.
Thank you. told you I love you. Stop driving me mad. When I woke up this morning, I never felt so bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a real early Webb Pierce. We're telling you, playing a few things here. It's coming from 1950 on the Crazy Cat label, coming out of Germany. And again, these archival guys, look, we rattled a while back there. They find everything, and there was a bunch of stuff.
Those crazy Germans.
These guys actually dug out a whole bunch of old 78s on the Pacemaker label, and these weren't even 45s, but real raw kind of early stuff. And you heard, of course, Sitting on Top of the World, and that's featuring Buddy Attaway as well, singing the vocal.
Very nice. And then we had a bit of a blues set before all that.
And Sitting on Top of the World is a blues song, too. Wow. And then we had a Blue Lou Barker doing What You Did to Me, which made sense to follow after Jimmy Reed doing Honest I Do, whatever he did.
Excellent.
To her.
Real heavy harmonica stuff on all those.
But Blue Lou Barker, a nice old 78. I think Loki's telling me we featured that a long ago in another galaxy.
Oh, gosh, yeah, like 3 years ago I used to do a show in the mornings on this radio station, and we did a thing called the Vintage Pick. In fact, that's how I first met Jeff. As long as it's our 78th show, let's celebrate those
78th.
Moments. Remember the good old Vintage Pick? Every day at 8:30 we'd do this thing Jeff would call up.
Those morning DJs, they come and go. You know, I got used to you, then I got used to this girl, Alicia. She was doing it for a while.
Goodbye to Alicia, and I'm really feeling sad that I didn't get a chance to come in on Friday and say farewell to her. So I do want to wish Alicia the best in everything she does. I know she's going to be going far, so congratulations to her.
And tomorrow morning I got to wake up, and I don't know if it's going to happen. But
well, we got a new one.
We got a new one, Milkman Dan, and he's going to be fun, so tune in tomorrow again at 7 o'clock for that morning show. And
I'm sure he'll do a splendid job.
He'll figure it out. He has technical skills. You know, speaking of technical skills, let's get a record queued up and play it.
It's already queued up. How's that for fast? What do you want to hear?
I want to hear Jorma Kalkinen and Hot Tuna doing Hesitation. No, he's going to do Jorma Kalkinen and Hot Tuna are going to play Death Don't Have No Mercy.
Imagine that, because that's the very one I have queued up.
God, it's amazing.
What are the chances?
That's what two guys here at the radio station can cover a lot.
Give it time to get mad in this land. Will not death don't give it time to get mad in this land. Said in this land, well, come to your house and it won't stay long. Look out the room, one of your family will be gone now. Have no mercy. Thank you.
standing crying in this land. Will not death leave you standing crying in this land? When you come to house, it won't stay long. Go around the room, your family will be gone now, dear. I don't know.
My way.
Tijuana Lady there, that's Gomez. They're coming to the Fox Theater October 4th, and if you haven't ever seen this band, they are one of the coolest mixes of everything under the sun. I mean, that's some alt country.
That's
some
very eclectic music, indeed.
Mixed in with some electronic stuff.
Yeah, I like it. It's got a very ethereal, ghosty quality, both in his vocals and in the production, and then it's also very guitar-oriented, too, which you don't hear so much.
And to top it all off, it's a good song.
Hey, how about that? Gomez, right here on Route 78 West.
Yeah, you know, we try to bring you some things that are from this century, and
sure.
it's at a break in the hour. We're supposed to tell you it's KVCU Boulder, Radio 1190. It's the AM dial. It's between 1180 and 1195. And
is that right?
It's a mono signal.
Oh, now I'll know how to find 1190. And, thanks for the driving instructions.
You basically should just weld your dial to this station.
Pretty much. I don't really listen to anything else. Oh, no, there is that one good left side of the dial over on FM that I listen to from time to time. But otherwise, commercial radio just ain't where it's at. I'm afraid this is where it's at. And, of course, you know that because you already tuned in. So we're here and we're happy. We had a long set of music there. Well, thank you, sir. We had a long set of music there before the Gomez, which was a long song in itself.
We played some hot tuna there, coming from 1970, and Jorma Kaukonen, when he splintered from Jefferson Airplane, wanted to show all the roots of what he'd learned, you know, guitar kind of stuff. He was a folky, he got into the electric and acid rock.
Sure, but that was a very traditionally famous little blues number.
Reverend Gary Davis, and actually the finger-picking style that Jorma Kaukonen still plays today was kind of picked up from Reverend Gary Davis, and as a young pup, that was something I tried to learn. I could never get it right. The thumb moves around independently.
Did Steve Earle do that same song? Because I'm thinking I heard someone else doing that very recently, and I don't think I've been listening to much hot tuna in the last few months.
I've got a 78 of it. I don't know...
Well, maybe that was it.
We'll just have to look at all the set lists here later on instead of having a life.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, speaking of having a life here, I went out and saw J.G. Cale on Friday night over at the Boulder Theater.
Oh, you party animal. How was it?
Well, you were working, no less. it was a treat and a half for me to see an old guy still having it and still playing it. He's got the groove. There were like 9 or 10 people on stage for a while, and no one steps on anybody, and they got this thing, and everything is basically, you know, it's kind of like I was saying earlier. It's the same song, same groove. Things keep moving, and there's a shuffle beat, but... That Tulsa sound still stands up today, and you know, I like seeing these guys playing live just because the songs were a lot more loose, they're stretched out, and we're going to play Going Down, coming from an old J.J. Cale record.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and throw on some J.J. Cale right after these important words, and we'll be right back in the music, so do stay tuned to Route 78 West.
We got
to
pay them bills.
Bart's CD Cellar and Record Shop supports Radio 1190 and the music you love. Located at 1015 Pearl Street at the west end of the Pearl Street Mall, Bart's is open 7 days a week. Bart's carries over 85,000 titles that travel well beyond the clutter of commercial radio. In addition to its upstairs vinyl attic, Bart's buys, sells, and trades music. Bart's carries jazz, funk, hip-hop, rock, folk, and many others. You can call Bart's for more information at 303-447-8150.